This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Business.
It's not every day that a James Beard award-winning dessert helps rebuild young people's lives. But Cafe Reconcile's Bananas Foster bread pudding isn't just any dessert, and Cafe Reconcile isn't just any cafe. Located in the Central City neighborhood of New Orleans, where Martin Luther King Jr. incorporated his historic civil rights organization, Southern Christian Conference, Cafe Reconcile is more than a popular lunchtime spot. While serving delicious Southern specialties to as many as 200 people a day, 5 days a week, it's also busy training at-risk youth for successful careers in the hospitality industry.
I've worked with youth development programs for almost 20 years now, and I don't know that I've encountered a program that so consistently and powerfully transforms the lives of young people. For many of these young people, I mean, they've come from being homeless. They've come from witnessing violence in their families and in their communities. To be able to have a program where they're part of a family like this, I think really to have that kind of support, not just, you know, during the 12 weeks they're here, but, you know, they're welcome anytime. And, you know, many of our graduates come back and work with us. So to be able to be a part of a family that's really supporting, when for many of our kids, they don't always have a huge amount of those sorts of supports around them. So, you know, it has an incredible impact on their lives.
That's Hamilton Simon Jones, the director of development at Cafe Reconcile. He oversees the organization's 12-week program that teaches a cohort of 16 to 22-year-olds life skills, gives them a crash course in all aspects of the restaurant's functioning, and places them at 3-week internship sites that range from Emeril Lagasse's restaurants to 5-star hotels.
New Orleans is certainly known for its food, and, you know, we have a thriving hospitality industry in this city. I mean, it's one of the major economic drivers of the city, and that through our partners, we've come to learn of the various challenges they have finding qualified people who can stay in the industry. I mean, there are about 50,000 jobs in that industry. For us to be able to provide some intensive training on the front end and then some support for those students when they are placed in jobs is often the difference between them succeeding in those jobs and them failing. And it can often be a bit of a revolving door. You know, this is really both a value to the students who come through our door, but also a value to the industry, which I think is so key to what is New Orleans. It's uniquely New Orleans.
The program has been in place for 14 years and grew from a small after-school program called Kids Cafe to occupy all 5 floors of their building on Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard. In addition to their restaurant, Cafe Reconcile hosts events, caters parties, and is constantly heralded for their award-winning Bananas Foster pudding recipe. Since they opened their doors, Cafe Reconcile has seen 1,000 students graduate from their program at around a 70% success rate. 90% of the students who get placed at jobs keep those jobs for at least a year. Many also return as panelists or graduate trainers to help the next round of cohorts through the program.
The favorite thing for me with what I do in my capacity here with Cafe Reconcile is when one of the young people that we've worked with or that come through the program comes back, and they come back all the time. I tell people today, I got young people working out in this industry that makes more money than I do, you know? And I tell them that's why we're here, to be shoulders for them to stand on. You know, a lot of them say they want to be like me, but I tell them, I don't want you to be like me. I want you to be better than me.
That's Chef Joseph Smith, or as everybody calls him, Chef Joe. He's the culinary instructor at the cafe and its longest tenured employee. He recently celebrated his 11th year in the kitchen. He came to Cafe Reconcile through a recovery program and knows firsthand the impact the cafe can have.
Being in recovery and starting my life over, one of the prayers that I had was to God to allow me to be an example. And in actuality, I didn't want to go back into the cooking industry, you know, because I did a lot of my drinking and drugging in and out of restaurants here around the New Orleans area. And I kind of made plans to go off into another field. But when I got here and there was a couple of young people here and I found out what the program was about, it was like I felt like I was home. I felt like I was where God meant for me to be.
The organization has been so successful that it founded a separate nonprofit called the Reconciliation Institute, set up to help other individuals and organizations start similar programs. They're hoping to have the capacity to get spin-offs of their model operational by 2015. Until then, however, Cafe Reconcile will continue to be a home away from home for the New Orleans youth who go through their doors. As Irvion Wells, a program graduate and trainer, told us,
there were about, like, some people come here, like, with different disabilities. They feel like they got a whole gate because they think somebody going to judge them or where they come from. Like, okay, I was homeless, so I ain't have everything. They look at us like, you know, we'll be like, oh, man, I won't go there because I don't have everything. Everybody else has stuff. But they worry about everybody judging them. But I tell them, you don't have to worry about what judging you, because sometimes you'll never know who's the person next to you to help you, because everybody here to help somebody.
For HeritageRadioNetwork.org, this is Talia Ralph.